This is NASA Student Opportunities, a podcast connecting high school and college students with learning opportunities inside America's Space Agency. Episode 8, April 4th, 2007. I'm Dina Nunley. Thanks for joining us today. NASA's 14th annual Great Moon Buggy Race is little more than a week away. A total of 60 high school and college teams will compete in this year's race April 13th and 14th at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. The race is inspired by the lunar rover vehicles astronauts drove on the moon during the three final Apollo missions in the 1970s. Students across the country and around the world are hard at work designing and building their own lunar vehicles to race against the clock on a half-mile track that simulates the surface of the moon. And today, we have the pleasure of talking with members of two teams from around the world, specifically Germany and Canada. Following in the footsteps of Wernher von Braun and his team of German scientists and engineers, a new generation of German scientists and engineers is coming to America to compete in the moon buggy race as part of their student astronaut training in the European Space Education Institute. Vanessa Stettenbauer is one of the members of the German moon buggy team competing in the high school division. Vanessa, how did you find out about the Great Moon Buggy Race?
The coach of our student astronaut training is Yvonne Hecke, and she's the German Space Ambassador. And last year she went to Huntsville to the Moon Buggy Race 2006, and Ralf Hecke, her husband, wrote a book about this called Huntsville Rockets and Moon Buggy Race, and Jesper von Puttkamer shot a film about the race for the students for us. And I guess last year they already had the idea and the vision of a first German moon buggy team starting at this moon buggy race this year. And last year they told us about this competition and asked the best of us if we want to take part. And of course we wanted to. Not only because we've never been to America or we wanted to see the American Space Flight Center, but also because it's really a big challenge and we want to accomplish it. And last month we entered the website of the race and registered. And now we're in.
Could you tell us about your team?
Our team is not really big. As I said, the coaches took the best of all. And now we're just four students from the south, from Munich, from Stuttgart, and from the east, from Falkland. And we're all 16 years old. But our institute is in Leipzig, in the east, and we're constructing the moon buggy in Leipzig. Yes, and we're constructing and working according to the NASA core values, safety, teamwork, integrity, and mission success. And it helps to be a real team because we are a motley crew. We are mixed from whole Germany, and we did not know each other before our mission. And our training for our mission, our training to a student astronaut started.
What attracted you to participate in a competition so far from home?
It attracted because it is so far from home. It's just like a big adventure for us, I guess. And we think that it's important to look over the wall because in our future, we definitely have to work with America or different countries, and that is why we want to begin early to match with the American youth and so on. In Germany, many people just got a view from Germany, but we live in a world which is, yes, which is changing and which is globalizing now, and we think that our future is not only in our own country. And I'm really curious how we'll perform with our buggy. And important for me is also to get to know many American students. And I like the American way of life. And yes, I'm really curious about this country.
What are some of the challenges for your team as you prepare for the moon buggy race?
The distance between our homes and the fact that we did not know each other at the beginning. It is hard to form a running team in this short time. And we got to know last year in October, I guess. But now it's quite funny with this team and we got friends a little bit, I guess. And we started to construct with many factory tours, like in the research department of Daimler Chrysler, or in different technical factories with different main focuses. And the whole moon buggy thing is more an additive project to the student astronaut training. And we had to try to accomplish both. And that wasn't and is now hard. But the hardest challenge next to the construction of the moon buggy is to get partners or sponsors in Germany to the flight to America and the time there. Because we are just students without a lot of money, and we're just looking for a sponsor, but did not find one, because in Germany, the whole theme of space flight and space travel and astronauts and all the things are not known, and nearly no company wants to spend money on this. And this is really hard. But we got one big sponsor whom we are very thankful. It's Bruno Banani, the first brand designer in space. And he spends money on our coaches so that they have the possibility to train us. And besides, it's hard to go to Leipzig all the weekends and the holidays because we gotta reconcile the school, the training, the moon buggy, and our normal hobbies like sports, music, playing instruments, scouts, acting, and so on. But as a matter of course, the moon buggy race is the first priority now.
What has the team learned while designing and building the moon buggy?
We learned lots of things, especially all the technical things we heard in the factory tours. We learned how to operate a construction software, for example, or how to figure the propulsion up and what powers are acting on things and so on. But we also learned other important things, for example, how to win technical partners or how to talk to the media and how to present us in front of important people. And that's all a part of the astronaut training. And it should make us ready for a possible future, for example, maybe in space travel. But more important are though the things we learned and found out about teamwork and targeted work with a team in an extreme situation, because the press and the media in Germany will look at us maybe, and there's a high pressure that our moon buggy must be very, very good. And many of the American participants already took part in this race and they got the know-how, but we just saw a film about it. But we'll see. I think that we are a serious rival. But I guess maybe that this year it's not yet successful for us, but will come next year, and we'll also get the know-how, and I hope we'll succeed whenever.
Could you share your thoughts on being part of the first German team to compete in the Great Moon Buggy Race?
My thoughts? I'm very excited. I hope that we accomplish it as well as we can, and I hope that nothing will happen we just didn't see before. And I'm also a little proud of being chosen in this team, and I'm looking forward to fly to America very much. It's a big intention, and it's an adventure for us and just a big variety into the normal everyday life. And the experiences we get this month, nobody can take away. We learn to live with stressful situations, we solve problems, and yes, I guess we learn how to work in future in a job like adults, with responsibility and motivation and engagement and so on. As you ask, it's a big challenge, but I don't just feel excited or proud of being a member of the first moon buggy race, but also of being a student in the first European Space Education Institute.
Another international team in this year's race is from Carleton University in Ottawa, Ontario. Canada is contributing an essential component of the International Space Station, the Mobile Servicing System. This robotic system is playing a key role in space station assembly. The Canadian Moon Buggy Team manager is Carleton Engineering major Stefan Madenzing. How did you become interested in competing in the Great Moon Buggy Race?
It's kind of a funny story. A patron or an advisor of ours came to us with footage from previous races. He'd been to a race 2 years ago. He just happened to be in Huntsville and caught some footage and thought it would be a really cool idea and brought it to our student group. I'm a member of a group called Carleton University's Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. It's a SEDS chapter at Carleton University, and he brought us the footage of the race and asked if we'd be interested in maybe trying to put together a team and seeing if we could get down there, because he knew that there had never been another Canadian team before, and why not? So we basically took that idea, and we found a good group of guys that were really interested in it and have just run with it since.
So this is the first time for a Canadian team to compete in the Moon Buggy Race?
As far as I know, yes. I've been in contact with the head organizer of the race, and as far as she knows, as far as I know, we're the first Canadian team to attempt.
That must be exciting for you.
It is. There's a good amount of pressure involved with it, too. There's along the line of the grapevine of word, the Canadian Embassy has become involved and are interested in our progress, and it's a big deal because we are the first Canadian team and we're representing our school, and it's really exciting. All the guys that are involved are really pumped about it.
How many members are on your team?
In terms of design, there have been a handful. There have been many guys involved per se that give ideas and have been helping to come up with designing the moon buggy. There are about five or six core guys now that are helping to construct and are working on building the actual moon buggy. Myself as one of them. We've organized in such a way that we split everything into groups of teams, and every team head is individually constructing, like working on the construction, and their head of their design group who are working on designing specific components for the moon buggy as a whole. It's worked out so far.
How many of the team members will actually make the trip to Huntsville to participate in the race?
As many as we can get out right now. It's probably going to end up being us driving out, probably renting a truck and just driving the moon buggy out. So whoever wants to go, whoever wants to make the 18-hour drive out to Huntsville is more than welcome.
How would you characterize the strengths of your team?
I think, again, that's really funny because the project itself, when you think about it, it's really a mechanical, and there are a lot of aerospace students. Our school, Carleton, has a faculty dedicated specifically to aerospace. So a lot of the members of the team are in aerospace or in mechanical engineering. But we have a handful of engineers and non-engineers that have helped out in the project, ranging from electrical engineers to civil engineers who have been helping us with structure testing and safetying, environmental engineers, people that are just interested in the project, not so much that that's their type of study, but they just want to be involved in something. It's really cool. We have a really widespread and different knowledge base of people to work from. It's been really good. I've been really impressed with the diversity and how many people have become involved and really interested in what we're doing.
What about challenges? Have you faced a lot of challenges as you've been preparing for the race?
Oh, yes. The biggest trouble really has been the fact that we're the first group to start this. The other thing, it shouldn't really be a factor, but most of the design team and construction team now are first and second years. The project is completely run by first and second years. We have a couple fourth-year advisors and our patron advisor who brought the project to us, but he's not an engineer, just an enthusiast. Really, a lot of the trouble has not even so much come from design, but from getting support. It's been hard because people are hesitant to put money towards a group who haven't really done this before or aren't that experienced, such that they're not very old and are new in their education. We're mostly first and second years, so that's really been our biggest trouble, getting people to really support us and give us the backing we need to buy the materials, to get the space to build, and just do the work that we need to do, that we've been designing to do all year. That's really been our major obstacle. Design went quite well. We had a number of professors who were really interested and were willing to help us out in giving advice on design and design ideas, specifications, and stuff like that. But it's mostly been financial, just support and getting out there, getting people interested and knowledgeable about what we're doing, making ourselves known. That's been the hard part.
What has the team learned as you've been designing and building the moon buggy?
Money's hard to come by. The team itself has learned, I can't even begin to describe to you how valuable I personally and members of my team think this has been, because, again, we're all really young and new at an early stage in our education, and we're working on something that is quite literally real engineering. An opportunity that you won't usually get until, for us, our fourth-year projects, where we are actually doing a design specification and subsequent construction. The guys have learned how to model in 3D, do engineering drawings, how to approach potential support or people for finance. It's so much. I don't even know where to begin. We've learned a lot about working as teams and how difficult it can be, especially when you have a large group of people working on one design and then communicating between one another, making sure everybody's on the same page. That's been a bit of trouble. It's been a lot of learning. The guys are really happy with the progress we've made, and we're just trying to get it finished and get out there.
Going into the competition, how much do you focus on winning the race?
Winning the race right now isn't our top priority. Our top priority is building the moon buggy. We, since it's our first time and we've been really lacking in support out here, our biggest concern, our number one goal is making this the best we can and getting out there just to show that we can. Although that doesn't rule us out, I wouldn't say we're definitely not in the running for winning the race. We've pooled the people who are interested in riding, and they've been training all year because we've been working on this all year. And we put the bug in the back of their mind that if you want to ride the moon buggy, make sure you're in shape. So we're doing tryouts, and we're going to try to get the best people out there to ride it and make sure the buggy's in the best condition that we could win. If it happens, great. If not, I'll be happy that we made it there and we were able to compete.
The Canadian team will compete against 24 colleges and universities from 13 states and Puerto Rico. The German team will compete against 35 high schools representing 14 states. Next week, we'll check in with members of the Alabama A&M Moonbuggy team to get a glimpse of their activity in the final days of preparation for the Moonbuggy race. Perhaps you'd like to consider entering next year's Moonbuggy race. 2008 registration information will be available this fall. Links to the Great Moonbuggy Race website and NASA education articles about the race are available in our show notes for this week's episode. Go to www.nasa.gov/podcast and click on the NASA Student Opportunities podcast. Here's an opportunity for college students preparing to teach in an elementary or middle school. The Pre-Service Teacher Institute at NASA's Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia, is a two-week residential institute designed to increase skills in teaching mathematics and science while incorporating technology into the curriculum. The institute is held July 15th through 27th, 2007. Participants must be enrolled in the School of Education at one of the designated member institutions listed on the Pre-Service Teacher Institute website. Applications are due by May 30th, 2007. For more information, go to www.nasa.gov/podcast. Click on the NASA Student Opportunities podcast and check out the show notes for this week's episode. If you have any questions or comments about NASA learning opportunities, we'd like to hear from you. Send an email to educationpodcast@nasa.gov. Thanks for listening. NASA Student Opportunities is a podcast production of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.